Nigeria has taken a number of very radical steps to affirm the commitment to fight illicit financial flows, diminish corruption, and the responsible use of recovered assets. And some of the measures include the establishment of a very high-level presidential committee on asset recovery to address first the Financial Action Task Force Recommendation 31 on cooperation. This committee brings all the heads of those agencies who have to deal with this issue together. The government created an asset recovery account so that all the assets that are recovered by the country go into one account to remove the opacity of reconciliation that had dogged the country in the past and the report of relooting of returned assets. So everything goes into one account. It introduced what we call the Treasury Single Account, TSA, because before, domestically, when government agencies and departments earn revenue, the law is that it must go into the Consolidated Revenue Fund. But many agencies of government plead all manner of things, including under-budgeting, under-funding, and they retain money that they earn in the course of their operations and spend it illegally without appropriation, with the collusion of the banks. So government has enforced that regulation of what we call Treasury Single Account. And it is what has sustained the government in this very dire economic time.